Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. New York Governor Kathy Hochul's budget would expand monthly electric bill discounts, ban flavored vapes and tobacco, and earmark $60 million to clean up sites contaminated by forever chemicals. The spending proposal includes $100 million for pothole repair and tax credits for businesses to expand childcare access for employees, as well as plans to tie the state's minimum wage to inflation. John Hildebrand reports on Newsday.com that regarding school aid during the 2023-24 term, Governor Hochul aims to complete a historic three-year expansion of financial assistance intended to provide all school districts, including the poorest, with enough support for quality education. The governor's proposed budget, as presented yesterday, would boost statewide school aid next year by $3.1 billion, or 10%, to a total $34.5 billion. This would include a $2.7 billion increase in foundation aid, tailored in part to the needs of children living in poverty. The latest increase would bring the total hike in foundation aid over 3 years to more than $5.6 billion, or 30%. Priorities on the spending side will include expansion of pre-kindergarten classes and high-impact tutoring meant to help students catch up on lessons missed during the COVID-19 pandemic. "We have to prepare the next generation for success," the governor declared yesterday. Governor Kathy Hochul presented her executive budget yesterday, and it provides a record $34.5 billion in total school aid statewide. Hochul and legislative leaders already have agreed in principle on the growth in foundation aid, though final adoption of the 2023-24 portion of the educational aspects of the budget is not due until April 1st. Typically, breakdowns of statewide aid figures showing how much money would be allotted to each local school district are released after governors deliver their overall budget messages. On Long Island, school leaders generally have supported the state's aid expansion plans. As quoted in Newsday, "It'll certainly help schools close the gap between inflationary costs for their budgets and the amount of revenue schools can get," said Bob Vecchio, executive director of the Nassau-Suffolk School Boards Association. Vecchio added that schools will be conservative in their budget approach due to uncertainties over how much additional state and federal aid will be available beyond 2024. Construction of the new East Hampton Emergency Room facility will begin this month, the Southampton Hospital Association said this week, and the facility is expected to be open for service by the summer of 2024. Michael Wright reports on 27East.com that a ceremonial groundbreaking for the facility was held last summer at the 400 Panago Place site, and the $40 million facility had originally been slated to open by the end of 2023. But delays in receiving Suffolk County Health Department permits stalled the start of construction for months. The satellite facility will be able to provide initial care to patients with urgent medical problems before sending them to Southampton Hospital. Hospital officials said they expect the facility to treat as many as 8,000 people per year in East Hampton. The median sale price of a Long Island home last year was nearly two-thirds higher than it was in 2013, with homes in the Hamptons and on the North Fork showing even faster growth. Jonathan LaMantia reports on Newsday.com that the median sale on Long Island in 2022 went for $600,000, or 66.2% more than the median 10 years ago, when the comparable figure was $361,000 in 2013, according to a new report from real estate brokerage Douglas Elliman and appraisal firm Miller Samuel. The firms report the North and South Fork sales data separately from the rest of Long Island. In Nassau County, the median rose 63.6% during the decade to $690,000. In Suffolk, excluding the East End, the 10-year growth rate was 71%, reaching $530,000 last year. By comparison, the rate of inflation for all items, excluding shelter, increased by 19.2% during that 10-year period in the 25-county New York metro area that includes Long Island, according to data from Bureau of Labor Statistics. The 10-year report highlights how prices increased fairly steadily in the years before the COVID-19 pandemic and then rose even faster from 2020 to 2022. But that trend dissipated by the end of last year, with prices for deals reached in December trending below the previous year's level. The way I look at it, 2022 was the exit from the rocket ship, said Jonathan Miller, CEO of Miller Samuel. Jonathan LaMontia reports on Newsday.com that the median increased to $1.5 million in the Hamptons last year, or 87.5% higher than the comparable figure in 2013. On the North Fork, the median price more than doubled during the period to $910,000 from $450,000 in 2013. Both areas saw the number of sales fall to the lowest point in the 10-year period and had a paltry number of listings for interested buyers last year. Miller Samuel says the East End reaped even greater pricing benefits than the broader region from the since-ended era of low interest rates and the increase in remote work after the pandemic. They're niche luxury markets, he said. A new report from real estate brokerage Douglas Elliman and appraisal firm Miller Samuel places last year's drop-off in sales across Long Island into greater context. While the number of home sales in Nassau and Suffolk, excluding the East End, fell 15.5% in 2022. In a recent Forbes Advisor article titled Best Places to Travel in 2023, one East End town made the cut among destinations worldwide, Riverhead. As the only Long Island representative on the list, Riverhead gets a shout-out for attractions like Long Island Aquarium and James Port Farm Brewery. And no trip to Riverhead is complete without a picture with the famous Big Duck, a 20-foot-tall building shaped like a duck, the article says. While the Big Duck technically is in Flanders, part of Southampton Town, it's certainly close enough to enjoy on a trip to Riverhead. The article in Forbes Advisor, which describes itself as a site offering money advice, news, and reviews aimed at consumers, lists 50 destinations from across the globe, including 11 in the United States, and the town of Riverhead on Long Island. The town of Riverhead is hoping to make its downtown area more family-friendly with changes to town code that will ban certain uses in the new overlay district and beef up the town's existing zero-tolerance zone rules, creating new offenses with criminal penalties and increasing penalties for some violations already on the books. Alec Lewis reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the new downtown riverfront overlay district would prohibit certain commercial uses, and the amended zero-tolerance zones code would prohibit certain personal conduct, including aggressive solicitation and sitting or lying on the sidewalk, punishable by fines and jail time under local law. Officials are offering the proposals as measures aimed at attaining the town's long-sought goal of rebranding its once-thriving business center into a walkable, family-friendly neighborhood. To accomplish that, downtown Riverhead has to shed public perception of the area as plagued by crime, though town officials, including the police chief, say downtown crime data does not back up public perception. Riverhead Police Chief David Hegermiller said although he has not seen a big increase in crime downtown, he has seen an increase in panhandling and homelessness. Certain lewd acts like public urination, which are crimes, have also increased, he said. What's going on down there, as far as I see, is the quality of life issues, Chief Hegermiller said in an interview with Riverhead Local this week. When people complain to me about something down on Main Street in Riverhead, lots of times it has to do with a homeless person. There will be hearings later this month regarding this issue in the town of Riverhead. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.